Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from two of the participants in the upcoming Help End Child Exploitation and Trafficking Summit going on April 25th and 26th at Oasis Church in Eau Claire. Plus, we'll hear from two members of the team at Hope Gospel Mission regarding their first annual Strides for Hope Run Walk, May 3rd at Carson Park in Eau Claire. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Mary Flynn O'Neill is the sister of General Mike Flynn. They'll both be in Eau Claire coming up on April 25th and 26th for an event at Oasis Church on the south side of Eau Claire for what's billed as a state summit and training program, an event called Help End Child Exploitation and Trafficking, Get in the Fight. The group says thousands of children are preyed upon and held captive for sex and slave labor daily. They say these precious lives need your voice and help. They encourage folks to attend this summit April 25th and 26th at Oasis Church in Eau Claire and sign up for training to get the facts about child exploitation and trafficking and learn what you can do to help end the crisis. Flynn O'Neill tells us more about the organization she heads up as executive director, America's Future.
This organization is an 80-year-old nonprofit, one of the oldest nonprofits in this country. We build an educated and active citizenry. We defend individual constitutional rights, and we protect families and our children. And this project is Project Defend and Protect Our Children, and that is why we are going to Wisconsin.
Flynn O'Neill says,
I'm heavily involved. I've got over 20 years of advocacy for protecting children and their families in this country, so this is right up my alley.
And just how would Mary Flynn O'Neill define human trafficking, and how big of a problem does she see it as being?
I can give people the definition of the Department of Justice, which is very clear. It defines child sex trafficking as recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, obtaining, advertising. We see that on, you know, the dark web or the webs. Social media, maintaining and patronizing, even soliciting any child under a person under 18, which would be, you know, knowingly or recklessly disregarding that person as a minor. And also that person would be caused to engage in a sex act, a commercial sex act. Child trafficking is a $250 billion business in this country. It is the number one over drugs and over guns, where the criminals make their money.
And so out of all the places that you could have a conference, why are you having a conference on that in Eau Claire?
Well, Eau Claire is an area where, first of all, under the report cards of Shared Hope, which is a great operation who rates and ranks states in child trafficking and preventing trafficking in the United States. They are, the Wisconsin has a big F in their ratings. Eau Claire is an area where it is notorious for trafficking happening. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it is a place where they do a lot. There's a lot of criminal behavior and activity going on. So Wisconsin is also, trafficked children. They have we need this safe harbor legislation, which seeks to prevent minors under 18 from being prosecuted for prostitution. And Wisconsin still does that to children. They will face prosecution for prostitution. That's got to stop. We do not want to give criminals rewards. That is a problem throughout the country. There are many states like Wisconsin that do that and not protect the victims. So that is a big problem in Wisconsin. So Eau Claire is a good area to be. So we're looking forward to being at Oasis Church.
Mary Flynn O'Neill, Executive Director of America's Future, the organization putting on the Help End Child Exploitation and Trafficking Get in the Fight Summit and training going on Friday, April 25th and Saturday, April 26th at Oasis Church in Eau Claire. Also on hand as the moderator will be someone you may be familiar with, Laura Logan. She's an award-winning investigative journalist known internationally for her fearless and candid reporting from some of the most dangerous places in the world in her role at 60 Minutes and for her investigative series, Laura Logan Has No Agenda.
I think most people remember my time on the battlefield, you know, because I was spent a lot of time in Iraq and Afghanistan. I was a war correspondent. And then, you know, I discovered, unfortunately, that reporting the truth gets you into all kinds of trouble because you're supposed to follow a narrative and do what you're told, and you're not just supposed to follow the facts wherever they take you.
Logan says,
I'm on the board of America's Future with General Flynn and Mary, and it was really a big deal for me. It was a real honor to be asked to work with them because I have enormous respect for General Flynn. I have a great love for the Flynn family. Mary is like a mother to me. She is like Mother Mary. She just, you know, she fights for all of us, and she fights for kids, and that's a big deal to her. When I was asked to be part of this, it was a very simple decision for me. And so much has changed over the years, you know, from just being a full-time employee of 60 Minutes and CBS News, and all I had to worry about was doing my job. You know, now you have to worry about, in independent media, you have to worry just about your survival is a day-to-day, issue. And along the way, my reporting took me to the issue of child trafficking over and over and over again. And in fact, it's a much bigger conversation. There's also human farming involved. There's organ harvesting. There's, you know, interfamilial trafficking. There is trafficking inside the foster care and CPS system. There's satanic ritual abuse, which is another, you know, very serious form, prolific form of trafficking. There's trafficking under churches. There's trafficking, you know, at all levels of our society, all the way up to the top. There's, of course, the Epstein's, you know, intelligence world of trafficking. There's the entertainment world of trafficking. And, you know, all of these things increasingly coalesce, right? There's dots connecting them all that, you know, they use the entertainment industry. I don't know if anyone saw it, but I recently did an interview with an extraordinary woman who was involved in trafficking in the music industry at a high level. And she was trafficked from the age of 12, you know, basically raped for 6 years by famous and wealthy and successful people within the entertainment and music industry. And so, you know, that, but what I learned from her was how entertainment is really a support industry for the industry of trafficking and deal making and power. And so, I mean, for me, you know, I remain very much a journalist. And my work on America's Future allows me to stand for the truth on this issue.
Again, Laura Logan, she'll be the moderator for the Get in the Fight Summit and training to help end child exploitation and trafficking coming up Friday night, April 25th, and Saturday throughout the day, April 26th, at Oasis Church in Eau Claire. Probably the easiest way to register is go to oasischurchec.org. That's all one word, oasischurchec.org, and then click on events. And as you scroll down, you'll see the Get in the Fight Wisconsin Summit and Training, and you can register there. Meanwhile, also coming up the following weekend on Saturday, May 3rd, our friends at Hope Gospel Mission are holding their first annual run walk. They're calling it Strides for Hope. I caught up with a couple members of the Hope Gospel team recently, Executive Director Sandy Polzin and Community Relations Director Brett Gaboy. I began by talking with Bredeman, referring to the fact that he's been thinking about this for quite a while.
Yeah, Mark. Typically at Hope Gospel Mission, we only do like one event a year, one fundraising event a year, and it's a banquet. So we thought, let's do something fun. Let's involve our residents more. Let's get family out there, and let's get outside after a long winter. It's pretty cold, at least today. But we thought, let's get outside, get some fresh air, bring family, friends. You can run it. You can walk it. You can bring your dog. Bring your friend's dog if you want, but we just thought we'd have a good fun event where we do involve not only those that do support Hope already, but folks that finding out what we're doing and getting our residents more involved.
Yeah, a lot of times for various nonprofits, it's a matter of raising funds and awareness, right, Sandy?
It is, and this is a sweet spring public relations event that feels good, and we feel that the littles in their strollers or their grandmas and walking. We can have some expert runners. It's going to be so fun. We're going to have some snacks, some treats, some incentives. We're going to have we know we just are going to have great weather, right? So we're excited for that. We think this is going to bless the community. And like Brett said earlier, our residents are involved in this committee, and we want to just breathe life into it because it's so good for them to see them thriving. We're expecting a big turnout and a beautiful day.
Now, even as we record this on April 7th, you tell me you've already got like about 100 runners or walkers ready to go?
Yeah, we have over 100 right now, and we're looking to at least double that in the next month or so. So we're excited about that. For the 5K, we are going to have it professionally timed, so it'll be for those that really like running and do it, and want to be timed for that. So it'll be chipped for that way. It's also going to be available for, you know, those that just want to get outside and walk and have some fun.
All right. And is there a specific financial goal? I mean, is it raising funds and awareness, but you don't really, it's more of a modest fundraiser?
Yeah, this is more of a PR modest fundraiser, getting sponsors to understand what we do, really making the community want to become involved in something that all ages can instead of just our fall banquet. So it's more, I would say, just a community event. And if the Lord blesses us with more sponsorship dollars, we'd certainly be blessed with that. We're hoping at our kickoff that it can really generate energy and awareness and more excitement for even years to come.
Maybe we should just give a little background in terms of Hope Gospel, Sandy, and then to Brett. I mean, in terms of kind of give us an update on what, you know, Hope has a lot of different manifestations. And so give us an update on what's been going on.
Well, you know, we've been around for over 25 years, almost 27 now, really trying to speak life into those folks who are hurting, who feel like they really are at the end of their rope and who feel like they don't know how to begin again on their own. So we try to scoop them up and love on them like Jesus. And we really want to offer a very intensive, beautiful opportunity for them to get back some of the things that were lost, like education and finances and job and resume building and school and things that they can feel like as an adult that they can thrive in what drugs or abusive relationships stole. And so that's what we're doing. And we have many components like our businesses that help with the financial piece because we don't take government dollars. So we don't have the residents come and pay us to help them. So our social enterprises throughout the valley really help support that. Our donors support that. These fundraisers support that. We need the community to come and join us because we can't only rely on our social enterprises for that funding. So we are very needy for donors all the time. But we just opened up a day resource center. Brett can speak a little bit more to that. But right now we're in our first week of being out down on the streets in a special environment with our potential future residents, hopefully, that would come and want to learn more about how to get completely well. Brett, would you like to speak to that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We've recently taken over the operations of the existing Haven House, and then we're also working in partnership with Western Dairyland to provide more in terms of services and outreach to those that are hurting in the downtown area. So we've actually been asked by the city to see if we could step up and take this on. Now we're in an interesting time, I think. You know, nonprofits are seeing a little bit a dip in their giving, but we're just believing that God is going to take care of that, and we believe He's called us to reach this more downtown population as well. So we're excited about this new opportunity and excited about what God is going to do to use us through that.
So, it was in the news last week. Western Dairyland announced a particular, you know, state location, which is downtown, but kind of tucked away. I mean, it's a building who really thought of, right? I mean, it kind of off that parking lot across from the library. And so, but what is kind of the timing in terms of Haven House? You say you guys are kind of getting your toe wet there a little bit by running that. And then obviously there's going to be fundraising involved to get that particular location up to where it manifests into your vision for the day resourcing.
Yeah, so we took over the current location. The hope is that as Western Dairyland does their capital campaign to purchase the building, we will take care of the operations of that, and we hope to get in there by the end of the year.
We are having lots of conversations with the current precious people who are down there and wanting to know how we can help them become who God intended them to be.
Sandy Pulzine says...
And we're not Western Dairyland, so the folks can understand that. They're doing a capital campaign for their building, for what their needs are. We're taking on this little tiny suite. Very important piece that the city asked us if we could help the folks coming to Western Dairyland in a wellness program or in loving on them and giving them resources during the day. So that's just our small piece inside that building. We aren't going to be part of owning the building or owning Western Dairyland's day-to-day anything. So we are honored that the city thought high enough of Hope Gospel Mission to say, you know what, we really could use your partnership to dig just a little deeper on those folks that come down there. And so we're hoping that they would love what we have to say and love what we offer so much that they'll come up so we can help them on a longer term basis, according to whatever they're ready for.
Hope Gospel Mission Executive Director Sandy Polzin and Community Relations Director Brett Caboy talking about Hope Gospel Mission, what they're up to, and also, most notably, their Strides for Hope Run Walk. First Saturday of May, May 3rd at 10 in the morning. And again, you can learn more by registering at hopegospelmission.org, hopegospelmission.org. And also, prior to that, hearing from our two guests, Mary Flynn O'Neill, Executive Director of America's Future, an organization putting on this Human Trafficking Summit at Oasis Church, April 25th and 26th. We also heard from former CBS reporter and 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan. And again, if you want to register for that, you can go to oasischurchec.org, click on events, and then scroll down. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.